This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du, my brothers and sisters, the topic of my khutbah is the connection. 1457 years ago, a window opened in the heavens and God spoke to man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent his message to us through his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the last and final in a long series of honored messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent to every habitation of mankind through the ages, starting with our father Adam alayhi salam. All of them brought one single simple message, that we must worship none other than our Creator, with whom we are directly connected without the need for any intermediaries or agents or intercessors or facilitators. When we speak, He hears us. When we ask, He gives us. He created us, sustains us, protects us, tests us, helps us, rewards us, and to Him is our return. To Him we turn for all our needs. To Him we tell our story. Before Him we shed our tears. To Him alone we complain about those who oppress us. And above all, Him we thank for all that He gave us. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close and personal. We know Him and He knows us. We are in awe of Him, of His glory and majesty. We bask in His glory. We marvel at His magnificence. We delight in the variety and complexity of His creation, and we love Him more than we love anyone and anything else. This was the message of all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the ages. The same message. A simple message of love and warmth and comfort and mercy. The message of Islam. We reiterate this in every rakat of every salah, compulsorily at least 17 times a day in the 5 farz salawat, when we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, we worship only You and we seek help only from You. I belong to You, I ask only You for help because I am Yours. I am asking, so help me. There is no concept of God in Islam, because God is not a concept. He is real. He is Allah. He lives. He hears. He knows. Huwa Allahul Ahad. Alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. هو الحي القيوم هو السميع البصير هو عليم بذات الصدور هو قادر على كل أشياء والأحوال هو الله. We know Him and He knows us. This is the essence of Islam, a direct connection between us and our Creator, who is concerned for us. And so He sent us a way of life to follow called Islam, which is designed to make us hugely, humongously, beautifully successful in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself in the Quran in many ways. One of the most beautiful places where He introduced Himself in the Quran was in Surah Ar-Rahman. And these ayat begin with His blessed name, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, the peak of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العسف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. These are the opening ayat of Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he began by his own blessed name, the glorious and magnificent Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent Allah. He has taught you, mankind, the Qur'an by his mercy. He created mankind, he taught him eloquent speech. The sun and the moon run on fixed courses, exactly calculated with measured out stages for each. And the herbs and the stars and the trees prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heaven he has raised high. And he has set up the balance in order that you may not transgress due balance. And observe the weight with equity and do not make the balance deficient. And the earth he put out for his creatures. Therein are fruits, date palms producing sheathed fruit stalks enclosing dates, and corn with its leaves and stalk for fodder, and sweet-scented plants. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both, jinn and humans, deny? There is much more, but this will suffice for the present. The key question is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked at the end. Then which of the blessings of your Rabb will you deny? Islam invites us to live thoughtfully and thankfully, an attitude of gratitude. Islam is a religion based on a book, which is the transcription of the spoken word of Allah. That book is the Quran al-Karim. The Quran is the actual speech of Allah, spoken by him, received by his angelic messenger Jibreel alayhi salam, and communicated once again as the spoken word to his human messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was recorded as it was received and preserved without any alteration or change to this day, more than 14 centuries after it was revealed. This is a historical fact. It has been preserved without any change in as much as a single letter for 14 centuries, and so it shall remain as long as there is a single Muslim left on the face of the earth to defend it. It is memorized in its entirety by millions of Muslims all over the world, a tradition from the first day that it was revealed. It is read for blessing, for strength, for patience in suffering, to give thanks, for pleasure, for peace of mind, for solace to the broken heart, And most of all and most importantly, for guidance in the life of this world and deliverance in the hereafter. The Quran is an amazing piece of communication between the Creator and His creation, an example of extraterrestrial communication the like of which doesn't exist. When people ask the question, is there life beyond this galaxy or beyond the universe, the answer is yes, of course there is. The one who created this galaxy and this entire universe, the one who created all that we know and all that we are yet to discover, lives and sees and hears and acts and has spoken to us. That speech is the Quran. Just reflect on this for a while. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received and communicated to his companions, the Sahaba, to his family, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, once again as the spoken word. From then on, the Quran was preserved in the hearts and minds of those who received it by memorization. And it was simultaneously written down. It remains in the memory of millions of Muslims as the primary source of Islamic law and through the practice of its orders and advice, preserved by people who know its value. The Quran is not an intellectual concept. It is not merely literature. It is not merely something recited so beautifully that it brings tears to the eyes even if you don't understand what is being said. It is more than all those things. It is the word of Allah. My Allah, your Allah, my Creator, your Creator, my Sustainer, my Rabb, your Sustainer, your Rabb, who fulfills my every need, who fulfills your every need, and to whom I turn at every stage, and to whom you can also turn at every stage. He loves me, and I love him. He loves you. Do you love him? To him I belong. To him the whole universe and all that it contains belongs. To him you belong. And to him is my return, and the return of everyone who ever lived on the face of this planet. Every word in the Quran is there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it there. Every sentence is constructed in that precise manner by him, Jalla Jalaluhu. The grammar is a miracle in itself. It is neither poetry nor prose. It is something that is so majestic in its address that you can actually feel the Creator and hear Him speaking in your heart. You can feel His power and you spontaneously say, truly, this is not the word of any human. There are many historical incidents recorded where famous poets and linguists and scholars of Arabic of the time listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran, and they said the same thing. This is not the creation of any man. And they embraced Islam. Nobody knew or was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than His blessed and honored prophets and messengers. My favorite story in the Quran is about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the dua that he made as a young boy. It shows his connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this whole story to us in just one ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ ادْعُوهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, and remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb, show me how you give life to the dead. Show me how you resurrect things. How you bring things back to life after they are dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he said, don't you believe? Do you not believe? And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, yes, I believe. But to be stronger in faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take four birds. Then cause them to incline towards you. Tame them so they become your friends. And then slaughter them and cut them into pieces, and then put a portion of them on every hill and call them, and they will come to you in haste. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, all-wise. Just reflect on this beautiful story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded for us to learn from. This is simply a conversation between two, the boy and his Rabb. Ibrahim alayhi salam couldn't have been, in his 20s or something. He was a little boy. Maybe 10 years old, 10, 11, 12, something like this. It's a normal conversation. It's not someone calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a panic. Oh Allah, I'm in trouble, save me. No. Normal conversation. Show me how you bring the dead back to life. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how he resurrects the dead. And then see Allah's response. He doesn't just answer him. First he asks him in a loving way, what? Don't you believe? Imagine, this shows the beauty and the love of that relationship. What? Don't you believe? Allah knows what's in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why does he need to ask him? This shows a very close and personal relationship of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ibrahim alayhi salam's closest confidant. He talks to Allah every day. That is clear from the response in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's question. And that's the response of Ibrahim alayhi salam is what? He says, oh no, of course I believe. I'm asking so that my faith may become stronger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kal mu'ayna. The report is not the same as the inspection. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, show me. Ibrahim alayhi salam believes unseen, but he wants to see, not because he doubts, but for the joy of reinforcing his belief. The greatest joy on the day of resurrection, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it to all of us, is to see the one we believed in unseen. In the words of Saint Augustine, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the young Ibrahim alayhi salam a project in response to his question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have answered him by instantly killing something and bringing it back to life. But he didn't do that. On a side note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about someone else who asked the same question. Who asked the same question that Ibrahim alayhi salam asked. And Allah told us what happened to him. In Surah Al-Baqarah again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرِيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَابِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّ يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَهُ قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتَ قال لبثت يوما أو بعد يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ Allah tells us, or like the one who passed by a town. Some man was going by a town, it was ruined, and buildings had all collapsed and there were no people there. Or like the one who passed by a town and it had tumbled over its roof, over its roofs. And this man said, oh, how will Allah ever bring this back to life after its death? Now, this is not a question being asked one-on-one to the Creator. This is a man actually expressing his disbelief. Or his, may not be disbelief, maybe his sort of wonder to say, how can this be done? In a way, it is disrespectful because the man is saying, even God can't do anything here. It's like that. That's the kind of, tone of this thing. So the man says, Allah says, oh, like the one who passed by our town and it had tumbled over its roofs, and he said, oh, how will Allah ever bring it back to life after its death? So Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then raised him up again. And he said, Allah asked him, how long did you remain dead? The man said, perhaps I remained for a day or a part of a day. Labistu yawman aw ba'da yawm. And he said, Allah said, no. You remain dead for 100 years. Look at your food and drink. They show no change. So the food and drink remained the same for 100 years. And look at your donkey. The donkey was dead, gone, decomposed, just the bones, the skeleton. And thus we made of you a sign for the people. Look at the bones, how we bring them together and clothed them with flesh. The man saw his donkey being resurrected and coming alive again. When this was clearly shown to him, he said, I know now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. Now just stop for a moment and think of that happening to you. May Allah protect us from this. If that happens to you or me, when we awake 100 years from today, we will find a world in which not a single person knows us. Our whole family and all our friends, even to 3 generations, are dead. Our money, if we had any money in our pockets, is probably no good. We have lost our identity. We don't exist, but we do. It has all the makings of a nightmare. But none of this happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and essentially he asked the same question. And that is the meaning of a connection. A relationship with the one who has no limits to his power. Connections come with privileges and responsibilities. If you want to enjoy the privilege, you must fulfill the responsibility. Same rule in life, different strokes for different folks. So now young Ibrahim alayhi salam has a project. Find 4 different wild birds. He didn't catch 4 chickens. He had to find 4 different wild birds and train them to come to him when he called them. Now you know that you can never do that with adult birds, adult wild birds. So that means he has to find nests with fledglings. Not too young, because they will probably die. And not so old as to be untrainable. He had to know what they eat. And he wasn't Googling the stuff. He must take 1 fledgling from each nest, take it home, feed it, raise it, train it to come to him when he called. Not just keep the bird in a cage. All this takes time and energy and learning new information and skills and a high degree of complexity. Then when everything is ready and he has 4 wild birds, which are his free-flying pets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to slaughter them, chop them all up, mix up the mincemeat with everything in it, the bones and the feathers and the heads and the feet and the innards, and then separate them into 4 parts, each of which will have bits from all the birds, and the project is still not over. He must take each pile to the top of 1 hill, so he's got to climb different hills, and when he's done that, he must climb on top of the hill and put that lump of mixed meat on top of 1 hill and the other one and the 3rd one and so on. And when he's done all that, he must come down into the valley between the hills and call the birds. And I try to imagine how that must feel. What must he have felt when these birds came flying to him? All mixed up in 4 or 5 different places. And yet you can imagine, you know, how this would have happened. They weren't bits of heads and pieces and tails and whatnot flying across the sky. No. Allah has his ways, and these are beautiful ways and very subtle. When we marvel, that feeling of, you know, of seeing this happen is the payoff from the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we marvel at all the incredible tests that Ibrahim alayhi salam faced in his life and wonder how he did it, it comes out of this connection that he had with his Rabb, with Allah. A connection that every one of us can build if we wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not some remote, all-powerful, yes, but inaccessible power. No. Allah is real. He is here. He is with you and me. He knows. He responds. He loves us. And we love Him. That is Islam. And we are Muslims. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.